at least you're making white wine, it sounds like. That's always a pleasure. And I used to go to the Woods and Water Show all the time. In fact, I have a picture. I have to get it and see if I can put it online here. With me in my outfit as one of the mountain men. And it was, that's been, I don't know, 20 years ago now. Big bushy beard, all buckskin, my muzzle loader before they got crazy on guns and knives in the show. And believe me, I fit the part really, really well. And I said, yep, I had to fly in from Alaska. And I actually had some people believe in that, even though it was a lie. But it was, it brought a lot of laughs to the kids. I had them coming up to touch the buckskins and so on. Even the adults were amazed. And the rifle I have is it's a monster. It's a 54 caliber, but it's one that I made. It weighs almost 14 pounds. Inch and an eighth barrel, and it takes 200 grains of powder to fire it right, because I made a mistake when I ordered the barrel blank. I ordered a 1-in-90 twist, and that's too slow to spin around ball right, so I paid for it and the expense of having to put twice the powder in to make it do what I want it to do. Sounds like one of the cannons going off down in Detroit. But years ago I was, 20 years ago I guess it's been, maybe a little more than that, yes I was. And it was fun. I mean, you had to do certain things and set your traps up, and wanted you to put your wigwams up and bring some untreated leather for tanning and so on and so on, and scraping it, and it was a lot of fun. The wife would dress up in her bonnets and, you know, 1800s type clothing was what you had to use. So, yeah, it was part of me back way back.